Hi, I'm Mel Pearson from the Michigan Tech hockey team, and you're listening to the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93.
Go Huskies.
It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on Huskies Radio, Mix 93 WKMJ.
Here come the Huskies with a shot. Score! Standing with the goal!
The Mel Pearson Show is brought to you by Bucko's Party Store in Calumet, the Turvo Agency in Hancock, the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub downtown Houghton, the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images on the Michigan Tech Campus, Lake Accounting and America Group Retirement Strategy Centers in Houghton, Coca-Cola of Hancock, Superior Smiles in Hancock, the Wickley Agency in Hancock, Peterlin Distributing in Calumet, Dr. Daniel Reminga at the Northern Foot Care Center in Houghton, and State Farm agent Kelly Jepson in Houghton. And now, with the head coach of the Michigan Tech Hockey Huskies, Mel Pearson, here is your host, Dirk Hembroff.
All right, here we go. Mix 93 WKMJ and the Mel Pearson Show, and glad to have you with us. And what an exciting morning for Michigan Tech hockey as the Huskies win last night in that third and deciding game against Minnesota State. 4-1 the final. Huskies are now in the championship game that is coming up this Saturday night. We want to tell people already that general admission tickets are for sale for that game. Basically just single seats, reserve seats available for what I am told. So general admission tickets are available for that game on Saturday night. It is a one-game Saturday night championship. And welcome back to the studios, Coach. Congratulations on a big win last night.
Well, thank you, Dirk. And I think first and foremost, we have to, give a huge shout-out to our players. I mean, I thought they did an excellent job and had a real good bounce-back game on Sunday after a tough loss Saturday night where we got outplayed. I thought Minnesota State really took it to us on Saturday and, showed that the team that they are, especially facing elimination. But I give our players a ton of credit for the way they came out yesterday and in a must-win game. You know, you win, you go on, you lose, your season's over. And I thought our players did an excellent job, and also to the fans. I mean, the students came back there last night, and obviously the community. And it maybe wasn't full, but it was a loud crowd, and one of the loudest I've heard this year. So we didn't get much to cheer about on Saturday night. You know, you don't score, there's not a whole lot to cheer about. But I'm glad that and happy for the community and students, and obviously the university that we were able to get through yesterday's game with a victory.
And can we give a shout out to Tyler Shalaz too, and the conditioning of these guys in that third game, Coach? I mean, both teams played so hard in that third game. There's very little lineup changes throughout the three nights there, and for that effort to be in there all three periods last night for both teams, I thought was pretty remarkable.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We talked about that last night after the game. I was really impressed with not only our team, and I give Tyler Shalaz a ton of credit, and he's done a fantastic job since he's been here, but even their team, just the energy level and the pace of the play of that game, the physicality in that, it never really dropped off from game one. You know, and that's incredible because I've seen game threes where they're just sloppy and just there's not much going on and you're just trying to get through it. But I think that's a credit to not only our team but also Minnesota State. And but you get that elimination game and you get two teams that have experienced success the last few years, and you can really see the fight that's in championship teams, and that's what you saw yesterday.
Let's go to the first game, Coach, if we can. That Friday night game, we got the first goal of the game, and it was a beauty. Mark Ock able to get the first goal of the weekend.
Gillies picks it up to the front of the goal, kicking around, and Lesperance is there, and he was tied up on the play, but he'll find it, and back to the point. Here comes Mark Ock. He'll shoot, scores! Wow, what a play! That's a great opportunities right before that. 1-0 Michigan Tech.
That was a great sequence down there, Coach, because we did have a lot of opportunities working the puck around pretty well on that shift.
Well, we did, and that was one of the keys to the weekend. We wanted to make sure that we tried to put pressure on their defense and play in their zone, possess the puck, use the back of the net, get them to play without the puck. They're a real good team, you can see, in transition and with the puck. They're very skilled. They're very talented. There's a reason they were the highest scoring team in our league, and we just wanted to put an emphasis on trying to get the pucks behind their defense and force them to have to play without the puck in their zone. And great sequence and good puck movement. And then Mark, our defense has added offense all year to our team. And here we go again. But just a great shot and obviously a big goal gets us off to the lead. And I think that was the important thing in not only Friday's game but Sunday's game is, we played either – We never were behind in either game in the two games that we won. I think that's important. I think that's a big key to the victories.
And it seems like Mark Ock, towards the end of this season, is really starting to look at shooting the puck more than holding on to it and making that perfect pass. He seems to want to get that puck to the net now.
Yeah, he tried to make one. I think it was on Friday night. He saw a lane there, tried to make one instead of maybe he was right in a prime scoring area, almost right where he was here. Maybe it was Saturday night he had that one. But what I like about Mark is not only he's continued to add offense, but he's playing much better defensively. And he's not as high risk, I would say, as he used to be. So he's becoming more of a complete player. And I think that's what we notice as a coaching staff in him. And he can go out and play against the other team's top players now and not be at risk. And he continues to grow his game. And I think, you know, coming back next year, he's going to, you know, continue to grow and be one heck of a player. So good for Mark. And that's an important goal to get us off to a good start and get the crowd into the game early.
They did get into the game. That was at the 14:55 mark. Alex Smith, Alex Gillies get the assist on that goal. But then the Mavericks come back with a goal that went off one of their players, Charlie Girard, and in the net. I thought it went off the post.
It was high off of the back glass. Behind the net, now to the corner. Huskies will get it to Smith, hopped over a stick. Lewis walks in on the turnover. Lewis shoots, scores! Oh, Lewis with a shot that went off of the post and in. And the Mavericks tie it up with 2:29 left to go in the first.
What was the big thing that we did not do right on that, Coach, to have that
happen? We had a couple chances to opportunities to clear the puck. And this is one of the things that we have to get better at even going forward into next weekend is just some battles along the wall, along the boards in our zone, and they were able to keep the puck alive. And then we just didn't do a good job containing Lewis, the defenseman. He got around one of our forwards and was able to take a wrist shot. And, he was going wide, but we hit one of their players and went in the net. And that's pretty hard to defend at near the net on a shot like that, because you instruct players to box out or get the player's stick that's in and around the net, which I thought we did a good job of. But we have to do a better job along the wall first and foremost, and make sure that we clear those pucks. That's in that danger zone area, we call it. Top of the circle is a blue line. If you don't get it out and give them some second opportunities, bad things can happen to you. And that's an area that we have to clean up going forward for next weekend.
No scoring in the second period, Coach. Even up, and obviously some power plays and stuff finally happened in that second period. No penalties in that first period of play. It was kind of fun to watch 5-on-5 for quite a while.
Well, it is, and you can't say it wasn't physical,
right?
Because it was. I thought it was, intense playoff series, everything you want in playoffs. Just when you watch the NHL playoffs, you watch your regular season, and, you know, there's a few games you catch that are pretty intense and might be physical on that, but then you watch the playoffs, and there's no room, and it's almost like it's called a different way, and I will give the referees a lot of credit. They let the players decide the games this weekend, and that's all you can ask for, and I thought they did an outstanding job, but it was a physical game. There's a lot going on, and there's some opportunities sprinkled in there, but there was not a lot of time and space to make a lot of plays, and if you had a chance, you had to do it quick, because the guys were closing quick, both teams on any opportunities we had to score.
Reed Sturrows gets the game-winning goal early in the third period from Alex Gillies and Dane Burris.
Shoots it towards the goal, ricochets to the high slot, and now Sturrows coming down one-on-one. Sturrows fakes it, shoots, score! Short side, but the Huskies take a 2-1 lead.
Reed Sturrows kind of brushed it off when we talked to him about that after the game, about how he hitched a little bit to get the goalie to move, or at least get him moving a little bit, and he went short side. Not a lot of room on that short side.
No, there wasn't, and it's a good goal. Some deception on there, but one of the things we were able to do on Friday is to stretch them a little bit, make some quick passes up, and we really focused on that this week, is underhandling the puck and try to not let them get set up in their neutral zone system and in forecheck, and anytime we got the puck to quick up it, is get it up the ice as quick as we can, stretch them, and we caught them on a little bit of a line change, and a little deception on the shot, and you talk about that. If you're just going to go straight down on a goalie now, and they don't have to change your angle, most goalies are going to stop 95% of those shots, so you have to move a little bit or drop your shoulder or pull it one side or the other. And it might not have seemed like a lot that he changed, but just enough to get the goalie to move and open a little bit. And a perfect shot, perfect timing, big goal.
And he had just come right off the bench too, right?
He did, yes. So, it was a good change by us, but it was a great stretch pass up to set him free. And that was a big goal. Obviously, tight game, third period.